The U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously reversed the conviction of the Arthur Andersen accounting firm. This is a conviction for destroying documents in connection with the Enron scandal. This conviction, obtained in 2002, led to the collapse of the company, which was formerly one of the Big Five accounting firms. With us now to talk about this ruling is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Morning, Nina.
Morning, Steve.
This sounds like quite a blow to the government.
Well, it really is a big embarrassment. Andersen was Enron's auditor, and it was the first target of government prosecution in the wake of the Enron scandal. There were people who believed that Andersen was the target because there had been big document shredding at the company, and therefore that was an easier case than the one they would subsequently make against certain Enron employees. But as a result of the conviction, there were 28,000 jobs lost, one accounting firm less, basically. And now the Supreme Court has reversed that conviction. And it did it not only unanimously, but in an incredibly short time. This case was argued only 34 days ago. This is just unbelievably short time between an argument and an opinion.
What was the basis for the court's opinion?
Well, Andersen wasn't prosecuted for fraud or for obstruction of justice, both of which would have required proof that the company knew it was acting illegally. Instead, the government prosecuted Andersen under the federal witness tampering statute, which makes it a crime to corruptly persuade a witness to subvert, undermine, or impede an investigation. At trial, the government claimed that Andersen engaged in massive document destruction to impede what the company knew was an impending investigation by the SEC. But Andersen said it was merely reminding employees to follow the company's established document retention and destruction policy, and that it did so at a time when it had not been notified of any investigation or asked for any documents. Now, the trial judge instructed the jury that Andersen could be convicted even if it honestly and sincerely believed that its conduct was lawful and regardless of whether any formal investigation had begun. But today, the Supreme Court said that federal law requires consciousness of wrongdoing in order to corruptly persuade under the statute. The judge's instructions, which were recommended by prosecutors, they were the instructions that prosecutors wanted, that those instructions, the court said, were flawed. Merely impeding a possible investigation is not criminal under the law, he said.
Okay, so Arthur Andersen's conviction has been overturned, but what about all the documents that were, in fact, destroyed?
Well, the court said that withholding information from the government isn't necessarily criminal. Consider, for instance, a mother who suggests to her son that he invoked his right against self-incrimination. Or, let's say, a company lawyer who advises the company to withhold documents that are covered by lawyer-client privilege, that kind of thing.
This is a case that's been very closely watched by the business community. What happens now?
Well, document retention policies are virtually universal, and because every big company has them, they were all panicked by this decision because it would have meant that any of them could have been subject to prosecution.
For accidentally destroying a document.
For accidentally or even for intending to destroy a document that they thought was they were not obligated to turn over. So this means that keeping information from the government isn't necessarily criminal, and they can keep on doing that as long as there's no dishonest motive.
Hmm. Okay, that's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's the latest on the court ruling. The United States Supreme Court today overturning the conviction of the Arthur Andersen accounting firm, a conviction that led to the destruction of that company as part of the Enron scandal.